You're listening to CKUT, broadcast on 90.3 FM in Montreal and online worldwide at ckut.ca. I'm Jules Bigel. Ghost cutouts on the walls, banners warning of a housing crisis, and a couple dozen people sharing food and wearing costumes. That was a scene outside of 700 Jerry West on Saturday afternoon, when community members gathered to show the horrors of finding affordable housing in Park X. Park X is a low-income immigrant neighborhood that's been hard hit by the housing crisis. Now, organizers from the Comité d'Action de Parc Extension, also known as CAPE, are calling for more social housing. Here's CAPE's Amy Darwish.
So the neighborhood has been gentrifying very, very quickly and very brutally. The rents have really kind of gone through the roof. It's very difficult to find apartments at all, and those that exist are actually just far beyond the means of people who've lived in the neighborhood a long time. And we've also seen a really staggering rise in the amount of evictions, in particular a lot of landlords who are resorting to all kinds of tactics, be it the threat of major renovations, you know, repossessions. And in a lot of cases, just like straight up harassment and intimidation as a way of kicking tenants out. Part of the reason why they're doing that is because the neighborhoods around Park X have gentrified, and most of all because the new University of Montreal campus opened in the south of the neighborhood. It's put an enormous amount of pressure on tenants. It's not uncommon for us to hear of people having to take on a second or third job to be able to make ends meet. We hear a lot of situations where people have to share housing with several other families or to basically spend 80-90% of your rent, of your money on rent, and have almost nothing left over for people to be able to buy groceries or other essentials. We think the consequences are really terrifying, and that's part of the reason why we think there needs to be alternatives to the private market in this neighborhood.
Rallying outside of 700 Jerry was intentional. The site has been earmarked for social housing since it was acquired by the city last year. But development has lacked the proper funding, and so nothing has been done.
This was the site of a long popular struggle to defeat a luxury apartment complex. There's been a cooperative that's led by and for the residents of this neighborhood that has been trying to get a project off on the site for many years now. When we found out that the building had been sold to a real estate developer and that they wanted to build a luxury apartment project, the neighborhood took action and organized a mobilization to block the condo development. In the end, they succeeded, but people didn't stop there and kept the pressure going until the city finally decided to acquire the site in November 2022. Part of the problem, however, is that because of a lack of funding, this site, along with several others, are sitting empty in the neighborhood. That's partly why we're using the haunted house theme, because these buildings are sitting empty while tenants are being forced out of the neighborhood.
Advocates say part of the problem is that the province has been moving away from funding social housing. Carl Lafreniere, a community organizer for housing group Frappru, says that without that funding, stalemates like the one at 700 Jarry are becoming all too common.
Unfortunately, it's happened a lot since the governor of Quebec dropped out the program Accès Logis that was really meant to make social housing. So since there is no specific program here in around Quebec, it's really hard for those organizations to have the right amount of money to make the project happen, because there's a lot of files to fill up, and they really make it complicated for no specific reasons.
Within the past few weeks, Canada and Quebec have announced an almost $2 billion investment into social housing. Both Darwish and Lafreniere says this is encouraging, but it's ultimately just a start.
The government start to open their eyes about the housing crisis. So we know the last week they announced 1.8 billion with the Quebec Canada deal, but we already know that it won't be enough to stop that crisis. There seems it's never their fault. Quebec say, oh, we need more money from Canada, and Canada say that cities need to put pressure for the social housing, but it it seems like it's nobody's fault, but there's for sure like a really important solution that needs to take place right here, right now, because like there's a lot of families that that need a place to stay that they can afford.
The longer governments wait, the more people get priced out of the neighborhood, which is especially tough for the folks in Park X.
So part of what makes gentrification really devastating in this neighborhood is it is an immigrant neighborhood. It's a place where, you know, a lot of working class and low income immigrants have tended to settle over the years. And because of that, there are networks here that allow people to survive. And often when people get get forced out of the neighborhood by gentrification, those things aren't some things that can be easily replicated or easily found elsewhere in the city. So for what it means is that a lot of people end up really isolated, a lot of people end up getting cut off from their resources and end up living in really precarious situations. We're also seeing people being pushed further and further out. It used to be in the past that, you know, if you couldn't find an apartment here, you could maybe go to Cartierville, you could maybe go to Côte des Neiges. Worst comes to worst, you could even go to Montréal-Nord or La Salle, and now those neighborhoods are unaffordable too. Increasingly, what we're seeing is that people are being pushed off the island entirely, that they're being forced into the suburbs of the city where there's very little transit, where everything is very expensive, and it actually ends up making life even more expensive and tenuous for people.
I'm Jules Bijal. Thanks for listening.